Today on We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. We're talking about Something Rotten. Welcome to the Renaissance, where it's hard to be a bard when Will Shakespeare is on the scene. Nick Bottom wants to be on top by inventing a thing that we really like. It's a musical, and this is our theme song.
Musicals, jazz hands. Very good. Did not disappoint.
Yay.
But then again, I never really think about what you're going to say for the intro, but you did a good job.
Thank you. That's why I do this podcast. So I can say that intro and you can compliment me.
Compliment.
Compliment kind of sounds like getting run over by a horse.
Yeah. I was going to say it makes me think of just a horse walking, but that's better. You get complimented to death.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Be your last.
That doesn't make sense.
Nope. It doesn't.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and...
I'm Elise.
And guys, welcome to the podcast of Can't Talking. No talking allowed here. It's musical time.
Oh, can this be like a quiet place?
We did that joke last week.
Did we?
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't remember that. That was a long time ago.
Today I proved that we can't talk, or I can't talk, because I literally messed up the word communicating. I was like, man, I'm going to do... Well, now I can't remember how I said it. So great story, James.
I said,
James.
Man.
I said, man.
Communication.
That's pretty much how it went.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, remember this story. It'll be great podcast material. Guess what?
Forgot it.
No, I didn't forget it. It wasn't good.
Oh, I thought you just forgot it.
A better story is a guy gave me a slushie for free at Taco Bell. All right. Well, anyways, Something Rotten.
That's not a story if you just say one line.
I don't know why, okay? I really don't. I ordered and he looked at me and rolled his eyes, filled up the slushie cup, set it down and said, back away from the register with the drink. And I said, okay.
He did not say, back away from the register.
I swear he did.
What do you mean?
He said back. I couldn't tell if he was a jerk or the funniest human being I've ever met. Maybe we should have him on the podcast. Well, guys, this week we are talking about Something Rotten, a.k.a. It's Eggs. Woo! With an exclamation point.
Can you say that a couple more times?
It's Eggs. Woo! It's Eggs. Woo!
Perfect.
Lamest cheerleader ever. Thanks at Dana Marie for that alternate title. So Something Rotten. This is a fairly new musical. I would say it happened in the late teens of 2000.
What?
That was a fancy way of saying 2015, I think, is about when this musical started.
Oh, okay. Good. Excellent. Excellent. I didn't even mean to do that joke. That yoke.
Okay. If there was ever a time to do egg puns on our podcast, this would be the ep.
So I'm doing a good job is what you're saying.
So yeah, so fairly new musical. I was unaware of it, just kind of stumbled across this musical. I didn't know anything about it. I just started watching it and I was like, Elise has got to see this one.
I think that from the opening song, I was like, hey-o. As it progressed, I was like, mm-hmm. And then... towards the end, I was like, musical references. And mm-hmm. Then at the end, I was like.
That answers all my questions.
Okay, awesome.
Bases covered. If somebody's unfamiliar with Something Rotten, which many people probably mm-hmm. are, based on the number of alternate titles we got this week. Yeah, what is this about? What is Something Rotten?
So what happened was we had a guy named Nick. And he had a brother named Nigel. And so they like to create their own plays and such. But there's this guy called, I don't know, Shakespeare maybe. And he kind of dominates the playwright area. They don't like him and they're trying to create something that will last such as he has did.
Wow. You're a regular Shakespeare, aren't you?
As
he has did. You're like Miss mm-hmm. South Carolina.
That's me. So, okay, so then he goes to like a fortune teller of sorts and he asks him, can you tell me what to do my play on? And so the guy gets a little discombobulated in his head and so he gives him.
I feel like it's been several episodes since you've done this accent.
It has been.
And And I'm just a little shocked. I forgot about it, you know?
It's very strong. And so then this fortune teller say lots of things, and he based a play off of some eggs because the fortune teller meant to say Hamlet, but he say omelet. So it got confusing. And so they did that, and it was very bad.
Great synopsis. I should have had you do it in a British accent.
Nah. Was that synopsis good?
I mean, the bard himself could not have written a better sonnet.
Sonnet? I hardly know it.
Oh, I'm so glad that joke finally got twisted enough to be fresh again.
You are welcome. What did you think of this musical? Let me ask you a question, okay? Jeez.
Yeah, when the musical starts, it's got a nice little Renaissance feel. Whatever instruments those people play. Lutes, maybe? Lyres?
Lyres?
I almost said fruit. That's a type of instrument, right?
I mean, you would know better than I would, and I'm no liar.
So yeah, it kind of had that old feel to it, and I was like, ooh, if it's going to be like this, I dig it. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of jumps into more kind of rock and roll guitar licks, and I was like, a little confused. I wasn't sure if I was okay with it during the first song. And then by the end of the first song, I got the sense of humor, because I just didn't know that's what it was going to be. And as soon as I caught on, like, oh, this is what we're doing, I was on board. I will probably say this several times during this episode, but cocky William Shakespeare is the funniest thing to me.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
You know, just like in The Producers, gay Hitler is funny.
Yes.
Or in the Harry Potter musical, like cocky Harry Potter is funny. This one, man, just anything William Shakespeare says in just that snobby sort of way is, man, that tickles my funny bone, you know?
Right. And you got to wonder, you know, what was Shakespeare like?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Nobody knows.
Maybe this accurate representation.
I mean, my guess is probably not, but hey, sure funny to dream that way.
Yeah, could be. You don't know. You weren't there.
Live perchance to dream. Is that
no. Shakespeare? Sleep perchance.
Sleep. Dang it. I'm
dream.
Smart.
Perchance to dream.
I kind of said, you know, the music, it has a folky feel at some points, but then all of a sudden it was rock and roll at some points. And I mean, how would you describe the music in this?
See, I was going to ask you that.
Okay, go ahead.
So, James, I have this question for you. It might be too personal. I was just wondering, how would you describe the music in this musical?
Wow. I can't believe you would ask me that while
I know,
we're
I'm
recording.
Sorry. You don't have to answer, or you could think about it for a while.
No, you know what? I'll be brave.
Okay.
I'll let people know my opinions.
All right, let's hear it.
This music, yeah, I think it's got a rock and roll edge to it.
Yeah, and then, you know, we've got a little bit of, I guess, kind of just in that one song, we've got like that churchy feel, like that choir sound.
I've seen the light. That one?
Something,
yeah, but even
something.
That is it's a rock and roll version of that gospel feel. Like every genre in this is still got a rock edge to it. So let's get into it. Let's talk about some of our favorite songs. Elise, what is your favorite song in Something Rotten! Exclamation point.
My favorite song in Something Rotten! Exclamation point would have to be Welcome to the Renaissance.
Welcome to the Renaissance. Really? That's surprising to me.
Why?
I don't know, because I'm usually the one that likes the
Welcome to the Musical song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I'm stealing that from you.
No, it's not my favorite song, but I do love that song.
Okay. I don't know if you remember, but when we watched it, like, when that hook, like, Welcome to the Renaissance, I was already like, I'm here. I'm ready. Show me about the Renaissance. I want to know. It gets stuck in my head.
Every once in a while, I hear a song that I feel like I've known forever. And that tune is one of those ones. Welcome to the Renaissance. Like, I feel like that hasn't just been around since 2015. That's right. We're fancy.
Yeah, it's so good. And it like really, if I went in not knowing anything about it, whatever, I would just be like, oh, I immediately love it.
We love him. We love him. We love him. We love him. We love him.
And that guy, like that guy who opens the whole play in the song, I don't know if he has like a name.
Mr. Narrator.
Yep, that guy kind of. I just think he has an amazing voice too, so I feel like I could listen to him just all day.
Go for it.
Oh, can I do it now?
Yeah. We've never done this on the podcast, but if you want to sit there and listen to a song, I'll wait.
And you'll keep that recording in there?
Yeah, but we won't play it on the...
It'll be like a quiet place.
Huh?
Because we'll just be sitting here.
I get it.
Starting now.
All right, let's not do this. Let's just move on to my favorite song.
All right, what's your favorite song?
I bet you can guess based on what I said about Will Shakespeare.
Oh, so your favorite is the one where they are... No, where Will is in front of everybody singing about himself.
Will Power.
That's what it is.
I am the will of the people
he
now.
He is the will of the people now.
That's, oh my gosh.
That's a good one.
I mean, the idea of Shakespeare performing his sonnets to a crowd
live,
like he's a rock star,
mm-hmm.
is so freaking funny to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they all hold up their candles and wave mm-hmm. them back and forth.
Yeah.
Let me hear you say, now is. Now is the winter of our discontent. Man, that's so funny.
That is good. I just like all his dance moves, too.
Oh, they're so good. That guy, he was nominated for a Tony for Best Featured Actor, I believe, in a musical, and he won.
I mean, he killed it.
Oh, and then he gets all quiet, and he's like...
Oh, yeah. Here's one for all you lovers out there.
Yeah, and he says stuff like, that's a new one, don't even know where to put it yet.
Oh,
like he's quoting Shakespeare, but it hasn't happened yet in that
right.
time. Man.
That's really good. I'm shocked, though, that Welcome to the Renaissance wasn't your favorite.
I like Welcome to the Renaissance. Like, when they start naming all the other writers,
mm-hmm.
like Decker, woo, John Webster, woo. I love that. There's like three Thomases, Thomas Middleton, Thomas More, something like that. And when he says Thomas More, he like slaps the ground and does that body roll thing.
I do not recall that.
This is a funny musical.
It really is. If you're needing a little laugh in your life and a little joy, I would recommend Hamilton. But then if you want something... more silly than I would say, go for this one, I guess.
This is one I've been trying to find it live near me. I want to go see it so bad. Maybe a close second for me for favorite song is the Hard to Be a Bard song.
Mm, that is good.
It's just got a ghoul. It's just got a ghost in it.
It's sexy, but it's hard.
It's hard to be the bard, baby.
Yeah, you just like Shakespeare. That's what I'm hearing.
I do. I want to be Shakespeare in this play. I think I'd be a pretty good Shakespeare. I got the moves.
Well.
Nobody can ever see this. When we record every podcast, I'm dancing.
Constantly. It's very distracting for me, but I've gotten used to it.
Have you?
No.
What about this move?
Ooh. Woo.
Woo. So what about least favorite song? Do you have a least favorite song in Something Rotten? Exclamation point. Egg! Exclamation point.
Ah. I really do like them all, but I'd have to go with To Thine Own Self Be True. Is it just Thine Own Self? Woo!
Woo!
yeah, that one's, it's fine. There's a lot of dialogue in it, and I don't know, it repeats a lot. It's just not my favorite. It's fine, though. I don't hate it. Nigel, which is Nick's brother, is basically... showcasing his newest
wait, is this the one where they like talk to each other, like talk battle, the two brothers are arguing?
The To Thine Own Self is like a sweet moment, but yeah, otherwise they are arguing.
It's like this weird, like they're not actually singing, they're just like arguing in rhythm to each other.
So yeah, that's why that one's my least favorite. What about you?
My least favorite is Right Hand Man.
Why?
I just don't find the side plot of the wife interesting at all.
Why?
I don't know. I don't laugh at that part. Like when she comes out dressed like a man and all that stuff, like it's kind of funny, but like I'm not mad that it's happening. It's just usually when the wife is on stage, I'm like, can we get back to the Shakespeare stuff? Like,
can we get back to politics?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo.
Elise.
Yeah.
It's not a bad song. It is kind of funny. You know, let me be your right hand. Man.
Do you not think that even just the melody of that is so nice and like, and the singing is well done?
Let me be your right hand, man. No, it's fine. It's fine.
That's all you're going to say?
Yeah, because I like most of the songs in this are great. I love this musical. I think it's a really fun one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really hate bits of it. I just don't like some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one that I'm just not thrilled by.
I really like that song.
What do you like so much about it? Because I can't articulate what I don't like, so what do you like? Really? Really? Huh, never thought of it that way.
Needed to stall for a minute. I love this woman's voice. I like the idea of him being this kind of, I mean, he's like struggling so much and he can't help himself. And she's trying really hard to step in and be like, no, like, let me share this burden with you. Like, it's okay. That's what I'm here for. Like, I want to help you. So I just like kind of the message of that too. But yeah, I just think it's a good message. And I think like that side plot of the story is essential because later she comes in, spoiler alert, and basically like helps keep him from, you know, being like beheaded and stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, like she's supportive and she's kind and she like endures a lot because he like goes crazy essentially and he like steals their money that they've been saving for like their child and she's just like, I love him, you know, and like we're gonna get through this and I don't know, she's like a nice, supporting, strong character.
You changed my mind.
Well, you don't have to laugh.
The light.
She's, I mean, is she not like a great wife?
I didn't say that. I'm not arguing about what she did for the character. It's just usually when that's happening, I'm thinking, let's get back to the Shakespeare stuff.
Because that's probably because you just like love Shakespeare.
Yes.
And you just think he's so funny. You want to see him all the time.
Yes.
See, I figured it out. I see the light.
Listen, I'm just trying to be true to my thine own.
To thine own self.
Thank you.
True.
I needed a strong woman here to take care of me.
Yeah, see, there you go. I'm telling you.
I get it now. I get it.
You get it.
Can we talk about this a musical song? The first time Nick Bottom meets Thomas Nostradamus, I promise.
That's his last. Oh.
His first name's Nostradamus, and he goes, The Nostradamus? And he's like, no, Thomas Nostradamus, I promise. He basically shows Nick Bottom what a musical is.
It's a
musical. I'm going to say that this song is probably the perfect song for this podcast because it references a billion musicals.
Right.
And some of them I haven't even seen.
Because I was going to say, when we first watched it, we hadn't seen, well, I hadn't seen some of the references. So when I just watched it recently, I was like, oh, I get it now. But maybe there's still some
that go over my head. I get the references, but it doesn't make me giggle like it's supposed to because I haven't seen it in context of the whole musical. Like they reference a chorus line, South Pacific, Avenue Q. And like I get those references. Rent is another one. But we just haven't watched those musicals yet.
A lot of times they're so fast that you don't really need to know. You just can pick it up pretty much immediately and then the joke's pretty much over.
But some of the, like the later song, the Make an Omelet song.
Yeah, that has.
They reference a bunch
more
of stuff in that too. And I do get those. Like they reference Mary Poppins, Phantom of the Opera, Music Man, others. Joseph and the
Chicago.
Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
And the egg was white and yellow and white and yellow. Oh man, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And I'm going to take this time. I think this is a good time to say the writers of this are hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple of brothers, Carrie and Wayne Kirkpatrick, which they are Baton Rouge natives, which so am I.
Aww.
So like, we're pretty much brothers too.
You probably know them.
Carrie Kirkpatrick, he also did the screenplays for James and the Giant Peach and the adaptation of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which I love.
Hmm.
And I was like, oh, this dude was writing movies that I've loved for so long. And then he writes this. I had no idea there was any connection, but I mean, no wonder I like it so much.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's a Baton Rouge thing. You wouldn't understand. By you, I mean me.
Yeah, I was like, what?
I was you saying that, but I couldn't change my voice. So
did we just switch bodies?
We did. It was like a Freaky Friday thing.
You're like a woman dressed like a man.
Hey, that's in this musical.
Yep.
I love that. If there was one song where we could be like, hey, like, do you want to know like what our podcast is about? This would be the song.
Yeah. I think not just that song, but just this whole musical too.
Yes.
Like, if you want to know something that we like as far as sense of humor and musical styles and just like, you know, there's nothing deep to this musical, I don't think necessarily. It's just
not a good time. Yeah.
I mean, right up our alley. That was weird, but.
Well, it was only weird because you like second guessed it in the middle of it.
Right up our alley?
Yeah, if you say it too slow, it sounds like it's going to go a different way. So you just got to push through.
So, Elise, I want to play a game with you.
Okay.
But we're going to play a different game. We've never played this game before. 58 episodes, and this is a brand new game.
Bring it on. Different musical.
And I'm not sure what to call this game, but I have a working title.
Okay.
I'm calling it, how'd that part go again?
That sounds familiar.
So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a lyric from a song, and you're going to complete the line.
Okay.
Try to get 3 out of 5.
Well, I'm going to try to get as many as I can.
Right. But I'm saying you win if you get 3 out of 5.
Nah, I get it.
I guess we have a theme song for this by the time this comes out.
Play that theme song.
How'd that part go? How'd that part go again?
If you can sing it, that would be great. Because that would help.
Okay. I'll try to sing it.
Okay.
All right. So are you ready for the very first round of How Did That Part Go Again?
I'm ready.
Here is the first part.
Wow. Off to a good start.
He's incredible, unforgettable. Now you finish it.
Indescribable.
No.
Shakespeare.
Hey, that's pretty close. It does end with Shakespeare.
Okay.
He's incredible, unforgettable.
Undeniable.
No, it's not just another word.
Oh. And he's... here.
And he's here. I mean, I guess you get a half point on this one because you did get the Shakespeare.
Okay. What did I miss?
He's incredible, unforgettable. He's just so freaking awesome.
Oh.
Shakespeare.
I didn't even have the tune right. Suck.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my fault. I didn't seen it right?
Yeah.
I didn't seen it right. Well, I can't even sing right. This is the podcast of can't talking and can't sing.
Makes you think.
Well, you got half a point. You got it half right.
Hey, I'm proud of my half point. Next.
Okay, this is I didn't expect to have to sing these, so it's making me giggle.
Sorry.
Here's how this one goes. It's gonna hit you with those blisters oozing like syrup.
Oh boy. Okay, this is the Black Plague. Woo.
Black Death. Yeah. It's the Black Death.
Okay, wait, sing it again.
It's gonna hit you with those blisters oozing like syrup.
Oh, and it's taking out half of Europe or something like that.
Hey, that was pretty close. It's that pesty little pestilence is killing half of Europe.
Yeah, I would never have gotten that. Pesty little pestilence?
Pestilence,
what?
Yeah.
Pesty little pestilence is... is killing
half
of
Europe. Yeah, I think it's supposed to be pesky, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I wrote down the lyrics wrong, but
well, yeah. Yeah, I would not have gotten that. So I think I get another half point for that one.
Yeah, so you got a whole point. We've done 2 questions and you've gotten one right, basically. Yes.
Yes, I sure did.
Yeah, what do you think about that Black Death song?
So good.
Right.
I loved it because it's like, it reminded me a lot of producers, you know, how we're making light of something that was bad.
Right.
And scary.
Yeah, singing so jubilantly. Sure.
You got it.
Singing so gladly about the plague. Yeah.
And also, you said, yeah.
Yeah. What's that coming down the... dang it, I can't
Something,
remember the words.
The Black Death, woo!
Black Death, woo!
It's a lot of fun, and the dance moves are really good as well.
Yeah, and like 3 people dressed? No. Like 4 people dressed as the Grim Reaper come out, and they have their like sickles, and they're like doing this dance. And
yes, and that's great because they like bring down the sickle, and then they like move out of the way.
Yeah,
and they, like, move
bring
forward.
Down the sickle.
Yeah, bring down the sickle, man.
Sounds like something like, instead of like drop the bass.
Ooh.
Bring down the sickle. I'm going to start saying, instead of saying like, it's about to get lit, I'm going to be like, dude, I'm about to bring down the sickle.
So you're going to be bringing death to people? Like something is so sick, like
so sick.
Literally that it's going to cause death. That's a really good metaphor.
Yeah. Bring down the sickle, y'all.
Why are you now saying it with that tone?
Baton Rouge. I'm sticking with my Baton Rouge bros, the Kirkpatricks.
All right.
So are you ready for your third phrase that you got to finish?
I am. Also, I thought you'd be giving me like part of like maybe a sentence to like finish the sentence. So this is a little bit harder than I thought, but I'm still.
Well, but what I'm trying to do is I'm giving you like a huge chunk so that maybe, I can,
in return,
yeah, give so you like, a huge usually chunk. Usually you can look for like a rhyming word because it's hard to rhyme, as they say in this musical.
They do.
It's like rhyming
is a hard thingly,
but, yeah.
But it's important to know the other
word.
It makes
me all tingly. Because rhyming is a hard thingly.
Yes, that's what it was.
All right, so here's your next phrase.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fever going round. Has anybody caught it? We're shaking it for Shakespeare.
Methinks they've got it.
Methinks you got it. Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
Methinks you got it right.
Yes, that's like, dude, that line makes me laugh every time. That is such a good line. The way he says
it, you got it.
The line itself, the little wink he does. The little turnaround, like booty slap he does. It's just all good.
Apparently, that's Tony material.
Tony. Yes. All three, right. 2 points.
Two points out of three.
Points.
Here is your fourth phrase.
Okay.
She recently invited me.
To her palace where she knighted me. To her castle where she knighted me.
Castle, yeah. There we go. Did I say classel?
You did. Compliment and classel. Classel.
She recently invited me to her castle where she knighted me.
And she privately told me that...
You're not any good, not any good, not any good.
Wow, very nice.
I think it's something like that.
I really liked that too. They're tap dancing back and forth. They're not even really rhyming necessarily. They're just tapping to the beat of their voices.
Tapping to the beat of the voice.
It's very interesting.
They're bringing that sickle down. We talked about Hamilton does like the cabinet... meetings and their rap battles.
Cabinet battle.
For me, this is funny, like in a similar way.
Yes.
Because it's like this tap dance off or a poetry reading, but it's these two bards battling, which is hilarious.
But they're not even being eloquent, which is probably just part of the joke.
And I've just never seen somebody have a tap dance battle in a musical.
Wait, didn't they do that in Harry Potter or something? I feel like I have seen this somewhere.
No, that's when Voldemort gets his legs back.
Oh, and
he's
just
like,
tap dances
so happy
everywhere.
To tap dance.
Okay, I guess that wasn't a battle.
Okay, so you've gotten 3 out of 4. Are you ready for your last one?
I'm ready.
The solution to your troubles right here in River City. Take it away, Elise.
Yep. So this is the omelet song.
This is during Make an Omelet, or might be part of Something Rotten. They kind of mix those two together. Right. But
And obviously they're referencing Music Man, but I don't know. Sing it again.
The solution to your troubles right here in River City.
Is to get an egg and fry it in a pan.
Nope.
Oh, man. I don't even know.
This one, they kind of just throw in a bunch of random references here at the end and then try to tie it all together.
Yeah, that's probably the hardest one that you could give me.
It made me laugh so hard because it really sounds like just throwing out words.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious?
No, not that kind of word.
I don't know. I give up.
All right. The answer is the solution to your troubles right here in River City, Shapoopy, Chicago, omelet. Yeah.
That's literally the hardest one you get to give me.
I know.
100%.
I'm sorry about that.
Is there like a bonus?
If you can quote the song they do about making an omelet.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know how to make an omelet. I'd have to listen to that song 8 times to be able to cook an omelet.
That made me laugh so hard that they committed to that song. First you crack an egg and then, or I don't even know the words.
I know.
Over medium heat.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself when I was watching it again recently that I wanted to print those lyrics off and just like put them in a frame in my kitchen. And then I'll always know how to make an omelet, but like I'll know that it's from a musical and it'll be funny to me only, but still.
If it starts with crack, splat, psst.
Me thinks you've got it.
I feel like I quote that song all the time. Where
just
he's
that
like,
one part?
No, where it's like, it's Will. And he's like, I guess. Like, I say that all the time. Now, every time I have to say, I guess, I do it like a cheeky, I guess.
Oh, man. He is something. Something rotten, you know?
Sure.
He's one cracked egg.
Okay, what'd you like about We See the Light?
So I loved everything about that song. Literally everything. Why is that not my favorite song? I don't know. Because I love it.
It's a good one.
I love that we start with the, you know, like Protestant chorus people, and they're doing like their sweet harms. And
sweet harms, man. They're dropping that sickle.
They're dropping that sickle on us. And then they're raising their prayer hands and they're serious. They hit us with the yeah. And they move the prayer hands to the side and they get that excited look in their eyes. And that kills me. The women are like sitting. They are like hardcore dancing, but still seated. And that cracks me up. I don't know why. And then her dad comes in, and what does she say? Because the whole point is they're trying to convince her dad to like let them be together. And she has him read his poem to her dad.
Yes.
And then immediately like a sweet he says, violin,
or whatever that song is.
Yes. And then what does her dad say?
Look it up if you have to.
I keep forgetting that he's going to like react that way, so it makes me laugh.
You know what this song reminds me of?
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of the All-American Prophet song in the Book of Mormon.
Yeah, what's
that? The All-American Prophet, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed voice of God. He didn't come from the Middle East like those other holy men. Yes, God's favorite prophet was All-American. It's got that vibe.
Don't remember that. Sounds good. So I think it's just his reaction, but so Nigel sings, if love is love purely, then let me opine. Is that how you say that word?
I don't know what you just said.
I don't either. That all love is surely divine. And he's like, I think he like hasn't even finished his like sweet ballad. And all of a sudden her dad goes, good God, y'all.
Oh yeah. I was going to say that. Good God, y'all. We see the, and he has and the black on and he pulls it off and it's yellow.
Oh yes. Yes. And he starts like getting it on the dance floor. He starts dropping the sickle and immediately, like he hasn't even finished and he's like, you change how I'm thinking. Like, just immediately. And it's, I just love that. I love everybody.
Good God, y'all.
Good God, y'all. Just
such
right
a James
away.
Brown thing to say.
And it's just got so much energy. It makes me so happy. Am I right or am I right?
I mean, you're right.
That's all I wanted. Now you see the light.
I see the light. You changed how I'm thinking.
Because I was blind.
But you show me the way.
Oh, very good. I'm wrong. You're right. Oh, with love.
Oh, man. There's so many good songs in this musical.
Mm-hmm.
I think I said this earlier, but it's just a good time. This is just a good time.
It's a really good time. I had a good time.
Over medium heat.
What do you think about God, I Hate Shakespeare?
No, I liked it. I liked it.
Whoa.
But God, I Hate Shakespeare is a fine, it's a fine song.
Mm-hmm.
You really get the sense of who Nick Bottom is.
Mm-hmm.
The backup singers are the funniest part of that one, I think.
Oh, all the men in his play?
The troupe, if you will.
That's
what they're labeled on Wikipedia, the troupe.
Oh, okay. Do you think they gave them the last name of Bottom just so that they could do the Bottom's gonna be on top?
I think a little bit of that, but yeah, I mean, it's a clear way to show like these guys are lower class and mm-hmm. all that stuff. It's just funny names.
Yeah.
The Bottom Brothers. I mean,
yeah,
it's
no.
Funny. I love the name Shakespeare takes when he's pretending to be someone else. He's like hiding in disguise and his name is Toby.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to really, I feel like that's a spoiler if I give that part away.
I think you should just give it away.
Well, when he reveals that he's been Toby the whole time, he's like, Toby or not Toby?
Yeah, and that killed me because I didn't get that the whole time.
Yeah, you don't see it coming.
Yeah,
which I guess now people will because well, dang it.
I love the way I really like the harmonies, the sweet harms in that song.
Sweet harms,
and just the melody of that song. I can't remember it right now. I just remember that I enjoyed it. Do you remember how it goes?
I just know the parts where it's like the. I love the word like they say stuff real fast.
Yeah, yeah. That's where they talk about the alliteration line, which I could never repeat because it's too complicated.
Yeah, and the rhyming of
Oh, yeah, Thingley.
Thingley and mm-hmm. that stuff. It's a really cool song. I loved their relationship, how awkward they are together.
Mm-hmm.
That was really funny. And there's that one time where they're just like laughing with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just like
back and forth for like 5 minutes. Jeez.
Yeah. And it's so funny. I could watch them giggle together forever. I've said giggle like 5 times on this episode.
Yeah.
What in
did
the
you
world?
Know that's like one of my least favorite words?
Maybe that's why I'm saying it so much.
Thank you so much.
I can feel that you didn't like it, and I just wanted to...
It's just, wow, it's the worst. It's worse than moist to me.
Why? Childish?
Because, like what is a giggle to you? Exactly. That's why it's a no-go for me.
You just don't like people that giggle in general? So, if you don't like the thing, like, why even say the word?
Well, yeah, because no one actually giggles. If you're giggling,
oh,
get out of here.
Oh, people giggle. No, people giggle.
People literally go, hee. That's what you're yes. telling me right now.
Yeah.
People actually do that.
Yeah.
Like on purpose.
Yes. It wouldn't be, we wouldn't have a word for it if it didn't actually exist.
Yeah, people do that like in jest, but they don't do it.
Ugh, jest. I hate that word.
Okay. That's not true. Is there a word you hate?
No. Say them all.
Wow.
Well, do you want to wrap this up?
Moist.
Moist, definitely.
Ooh, I think this podcast is about to be over. Easy.
Wow. I can't think of any good egg puns.
I don't know what to tell you. You're out of luck.
I'm having a shell of a time thinking of
one. There it is. All right. So anyways, why don't you go first with, play that theme song.
Raid for it.
Raid for it. Raid for it.
Raid for it.
Raid for it. Raid for it.
I shortened the version to where it's just the piano part at the end. Because I thought it was fun to have the whole thing, but then I was like, oh, this is kind of long. So I shortened it. It sounds fine.
Oh, you didn't have the where you're singing really high?
Yeah,
the best part of the whole thing? I mean, like,
yeah, I took that. Oh my gosh.
That's the best part. And you cut the best part out? Tweet us and let us know. If you like the short version or the long version of the Raid for It song.
No matter what the vote is, I'm going to keep the short version.
Y'all hear this?
Okay, so Something Rotten. Like I said, this is right up our alley. And just really funny, good time. Love the music. Love the characters. Did I learn something? I don't know. I learned that plays can be really funny, you know?
Mm-hmm. You learned that stealing other people's art isn't good.
Yeah, well, I kind of already knew that.
Nope, you just learned it just now.
This is one of those musicals where I want to show it to people all the time. I play it all the time. I think of it all the time and just start laughing, which is weird.
That is kind of weird.
I think it's quotable in everyday life, which is always a plus.
I guess.
So all in all, I think this is up there. I would probably give it an 8.5.
Wow.
Yeah, I really like this.
That is very high for you.
Yeah. Well, this is one of my favorites lately.
Great. I'm glad. But also, you said that at the last one, so...
Well, both of those. I've loved these past few weeks because they've been my favorites.
A shell of a time.
Yeah. What would you rate this?
I'm going to give this an
8.4. Okay.
No, I'm going to give it an 8.3.
Oh, okay. Wow, downgrade.
Let me upgrade you. I'm doing that because, I mean, that's still a high score for me.
Yeah, it is.
Like you said, broken record, love the humor, love the music, love me some conceited Shakespeare. I agree, it's not really, there's not like a lot of depth where you come away being like, my life has changed. But there are a lot of joyful, fun elements. So it's kind of just like, let's just laugh and hang loose for a while. You know?
Sometimes I don't have to learn something, but it makes me a better person because it makes me happy.
Wow. Maybe you're the next Shakespeare of our century.
Mayhaps.
Methinks he's quiet.
I guess.
Anyways, I have not shown this to anybody. I want to show it to my brother. I think he would really like it, but I haven't done that yet.
Good.
And well, just a little inside
info. Say it
out
loud on the podcast and we'll hold you accountable.
Scary. I'm scared. So anyways, I really very much enjoyed this and I think that everybody should go see it live. And if you don't, then you're a real egg. Rotten egg. That's what you are. Last one to watch this is a rotten egg. Just only put that joke in, so it sounds better.
All right. Well, I think that's going to do it for our ratings for Something Rotten and, heck, the episode, too. Let's quit the episode.
I'm down with that.
Cool. So, guys, next week we are talking about Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. Mm. We are going to have a special guest with us.
I forget. Who is it?
Andrew.
Yes.
Our buddy Andrew. Yes. He was on our Sweeney Todd episode.
Andrew, I hardly know you.
Okay.
It works. It works.
So, yeah, tune in for that. And guys, get on Twitter and follow us at WRLM Podcast or on Instagram at We Really Like Musicals and tell us your alternate titles for Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. What would you call it, guys?
Baton Rouge coming out again?
Was that Southern sound?
I don't know. I thought it was.
I think it was just talking.
What would you call it, guys? What y'all called it?
All right, guys. Well, we'll see you next time on We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and...
I'm Elise. Drop the sickle.
I guess.
Musicals. Jazzy.